96.3 WA2R, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with my girl Nina Brown and Ice Cube. Boy, he has co-signed onto a contract with Black America.
Yes.
He is demanding that Black America's issues be addressed immediately.
Yes.
To create a more perfect union for all Americans. Right now, he says we need a paradigm shift. And the problem is we keep electing people to represent us in Washington that aren't keeping their promises. So he's like, why give them our vote? We're going to talk to Ice Cube coming up next. But before we bring Ice Cube on, everybody, I want you to listen to what he said in a video. Here's Ice Cube's video. When we come back, we'll talk to Ice Cube. Check this out.
So, the Democratic National Party held a convention. A lot of people getting up there and talking, and everybody really eating it up, you know, throwing their hands in the air like they just don't care damn near. So, you know, what I didn't hear is, what's in it for us? What's in it for the Black community besides the same old thing we've been getting from these parties? What's in it for us, for real? I didn't hear anybody mention a contract with Black America. And I don't know why, because it's one of the most comprehensive reform documents that's come about in a long time that could really address the problem. The way it look, they don't have a plan. Everybody's, you know, talking about get Trump out, get Trump out, get Trump out. If you vote, that's gonna happen on the first day. So now what? Trump out, now what? What? What do we get in the first 100 days? That's what we're trying to figure out. What do we actually get that they could give us overnight like that? They just pulled $3 trillion out and gave it to their friends. That's American taxpayer money. That's your money that they just gave away. And then there's 42% of Black businesses closing. Where's the bailout? Not the PPP loan that they didn't give us. Where's the bailout? I don't want to hear about deficit. I don't want to hear about what our generations going to have to pay. Because if we don't have, they ain't going to have anyway to pay nothing. So we got to start something right now. Democrats don't seem like they got a plan. Republicans don't seem like they got a plan for us. So how the hell are you going to vote for them? Make them earn that vote. They can start today. They ain't got it yet. They can start today. Make their earn that vote, man. Stop playing with these people and they'll stop playing with you.
WA2R sounds like Washington. Ice Cube.
What's up, Frank? How you feeling, man?
Good, man. We on with Nina Brown, my co-host. Good to hear from you, man. It's been a minute.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. It's good to hear from you, dude. Thanks for having me on your show.
No, thank you, bro. I read your comments. I heard and listened to your video, and it makes a lot of sense. And I'm just wondering, when is Ice Cube going to run for office?
I don't want to run for office. I think just as a citizen and a Black American, it's our duty to step up where we can and do what we can,
right,
you know, when we can. For right now, my position is to try to push politicians to do what they've been promising us some way, shape, or form since we've been a part of the process, or not promised us. You know, they haven't gone far enough in some areas and forgot about things that could really get us out of this wealth gap situation that we're in. For every dollar a white person is worth, a Black person is worth 10 cents. And we can't survive off that margin. And there's no reason for it, you know. So we have to do things to close the gap.
When I was reading the things that you were writing, the Ice Cube Manifesto, they're calling it, what prompted you to write that?
I mean, I don't know why they're calling it an Ice Cube Manifesto. You know, it's a contract with Black America that, you know, I've been helped by several smart, great people, you know, as far as people like Rob Jones, Derek Hamilton. You know, we've gotten advice from people like Andrew Young. So this is more than just me sitting in a room coming up with stuff. This is smart people who have been working on some of this stuff, you know, especially some of the economic stuff their whole career. I think they're trying to narrow it by calling it the Ice Cube Manifesto because, you know, I'm not asking for anything personally in that at all. which, you know, most people do when they get in this position.
Let me ask you this, because some people on the other side are saying, are you saying to people not to vote Democrat or Republican until you get the answers, or are you telling them to go ahead in this election and vote Democrat and then we'll get this together going forward?
I don't think people should vote for people who are not going to support them. So that's what I'm saying. I usually vote all the time. In some cases, you know, I see that, you know, situations where, okay, we waited on black presidents to step up. You know, we've had white presidents that black people wanted to call black, you know, like Bill Clinton, who didn't step up. So I've seen this movie before. You know, this is a situation where whoever don't get the black vote is not going to win. And if the black vote do not go out, Democrats is going to have a hard time winning. So obviously the Democrats want something from the black community. They want us to turn out in big numbers and pull people and convince others to turn out. And I just think we should get something major for that. You know, if we're going to hand somebody the White House, we need to get some major strides. We need to take major strides in gaining a foothold in the equity of this country. So that's not happening. That's not part of the plan right now. And I want to make it part of the plan. You know, hey, I'm one man, but I just think you should get something for your vote and not just vote because people expect you to.
There's less than 90 days until the election. Would you be satisfied if, for instance, Joe Biden said, Ice Cube, sit down with me. I want to tell you what I'm thinking and hear him out or him listen to you. Would that be good enough? Or do you actually want something? Do you feel that black people need something in writing before we head to the polls?
I think we need a commitment. You know, you don't have to even sit down with me to give a commitment on some of these issues and topics. Having one person come out and say none of this stuff is needed or that this is too much to ask for. Everybody has agreed that these things should have been in place a long time ago. Some of the things can be done by the president overnight. Say the governmental pension fund. It's over $1 trillion that the government controls. Why isn't 13% of that going to black businesses and black companies and contractors? You know, there's no excuse for that. So why can't they agree to these things now and still work to get them done after they get elected?
All right, DMV, we're talking to Ice Cube and his contract for Black America. Hold on 1 second, Cube. We'll be back with more Ice Cube right after this on 96.3 WHUR Sounds Like Washington.
Hey, this is WHUR.
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now we're back on with Ice Cube. He has a contract for America, and he's demanding that some of these issues be brought up and agreed to before Black America gives their vote for another president.
You know, once again, they're asking us to trust them, and I think their trust equity has run out.
Wow.
I just think we need something a little more concrete than talk to us after the election.
Janina?
I completely agree with you. I think it's long overdue. I'm just a little worried about people hearing this because we've had so many people call into our show, Cube, and they said, I am not voting. I don't think either of them support us. And we try to explain to them that, you know, what's going to happen if you don't vote. That is a vote for Trump. That's my only concern with you having the platform and having the reach you have. Do you think that it would be best to at least get, you know, Kamala and Biden in office and then, like you say in your contract, in the first 100 days, demand something? If not, isn't it going to be Trump all over again?
From my vantage point, it seems like the same thing happened no matter who's the president. So we're still in the same position. You know, the wealth gap doesn't get any smaller. It didn't shrink under Obama. It didn't shrink under some of these people we thought that were going to help us and make it where we have some prosperity in our neighborhoods. Why can't they agree to this and then we'll come out in droves? I don't understand why they want us to make a commitment when they don't want to make a commitment or just want to make a small commitment. I saw Biden's plan. It's cool. I don't think it's going to move the needle when it comes to us gaining a foothold in this country.
I truly respect the fact that you do have to put your foot down and you do have to demand change, for people to do something different. So I respect it. It
this is what every other group is doing. This is what every other group does. They put pressure.
Pressure.
It's what the evangelicals do, or other different interest groups. If you want our vote, you have to do these things, and you'll get it. And why should we not take that same position? We're scared of Trump. We just went through 4 years of Trump.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, it's bad for us no matter who in there. So until somebody show us that they're going to do good by us, especially somebody that need us, I don't understand why you don't hold them to that line when you have the leverage. Because after the election, you will not have the leverage.
If I could say one thing, I kind of wish we would have had this in the beginning when we had 21 different Democrats running at the same time, you know, so we could have weeded it down to somebody who was more like what you've written in here, you know. And now I feel like we've got Biden and he picked Kamala, and this is what we have. But we had other people in there that might have been able to move. Like, you know, you mentioned even Cory Booker, right? So Cory Booker was
I understand what you're saying, you know, and to come out with this earlier. But if a candidate that you back doesn't even make it to become the nominee, then your ideas could end with that candidate. So something this broad, you have to wait till you're at least dealing with a nominee who can actually make it happen and not somebody you hope can make it happen. They can actually make it happen. Biden and Harris can say, yeah, I agree with a lot of this and I want to do a lot of this and make sure it happens. And they'll get me moving at 110% behind them.
After all this Black Lives Matter protest, we did see a lot of corporate America beginning to make change. Other people put their money where their mouth is, including, you know, money coming from, you know, the NFL and otherwise to try to make dynamic change. And these companies like Nike and everybody putting millions and millions of dollars towards it. So I think if corporate America can make some of these moves that you're asking for, then I certainly think the federal government can make some of these moves with the right person in place.
Yeah. I mean, look, all we asking for is a commitment of support and to actually push it in the first 100 days to get it, you know, turned into legislation. Now, if they can't even say yes to that, but all they can say is just vote me in first and then we can talk about it.
Right.
Or we're going to do good things once we get in there, or, you know, trust us that, you know, we're going to do better than what Trump did. Come on, man. You can promise that to us before we even go to the polls.
Ice Cube, always good to talk to you, my friend. Appreciate you more, man. Thank you.
Frank, Nina, appreciate y'all. Thank you.
96.3 WHUR, Ice Cube, sounds like Washington.